1996, President Clinton beats Bob Dole to continue his second term in office. Charles and Diana, the Prince and Princess of Wales, are formally divorced, and online auction site eBay is founded. 1996 also saw more expansion for Microsoft, as subsidiaries were launched in Kenya, Romania, Croatia, and the Ivory Coast, and sales offices were established in both Vietnam and Egypt. On January 16th, Microsoft grew even larger, acquiring Vermeer Technologies. Vermeer's flagship software application, FrontPage, is a tool for easily creating and managing web documents without programming. Less than a month later, on February 6th, Microsoft names Mattel USO President and COO Jill Barrett to its board of directors. Now, Barrett is the first woman named to the Microsoft board of directors since Portia Isaacson served in 86 and 1987. In mid-February, the Interactive Media Division is created. It consists of MSN, the MSN online service games and kids titles, and the information businesses from the now-dissolved Consumer Division. The new division will focus on creating and marketing worldwide interactive entertainment and information products across a variety of media, including the internet.
They come from another world to destroy us from our own ocean. And as the battle to rule Earth rages, not in our skies, but in our seas, only one person can save us from drowning.
Now, days later, on February 20th, the Platforms Group is aligned to more closely coordinate the Microsoft Windows family strategy and to concentrate on developing complementary products and technologies for the internet. In early March, Microsoft announces point-to-point tunneling protocol. PPTP is a new networking technology that supports multi-protocol virtual private networks. 2 days after that, on March 6th, Microsoft Internet Explorer version 2.0 for Windows 95 is made available in 22 languages, bringing Microsoft's web browser to the largest international audience of any internet client software. The following week, on March 12th, Microsoft and America Online form a partnership. AOL integrates Internet Explorer into its client software for Windows 95, Windows 3.1, and Macintosh. In return, Microsoft gives users of Windows 95 easy access to the America Online service via a folder on the Windows 95 desktop. March 25th marks a milestone in the history of MSN. By that date, MSN has enrolled more than 1 million members in more than 190 countries in its first 7 months of service. This makes MSN the fastest starting internet online service in history. On April 2nd, Exchange Server is made available. It's the first integrated messaging and groupware server designed to provide users and system administrators with native, open, and secure access to the internet. Microsoft's products continue to become part of the national lexicon on April 5th, when cartoonist Gary Trudeau drops the Microsoft Encarta name in a Doonesbury strip. Now, this mention provides free publicity for the product, while at the same time signaling success for Encarta in becoming the first name that comes to mind when people think of an online encyclopedia. On April 17th, as part of 1996's National Library Week, Bill Gates hosts an online chat on MSN to celebrate the cyber launch of Libraries Online. This will eventually morph into one of the cornerstone programs of the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation. June and July bring Microsoft a group of interesting launches and acquisitions. On June 11th, Microsoft acquires eShop, a leader in internet commerce software technology. It's known for its internet shopping mall, eShop Plaza. The company is also the developer of eShop Technology, the leading merchandising and shopping system that merchants use to build online commerce operations. On June 16th, Microsoft acquires Electric Gravity, creator of the Internet Gaming Zone, or IGZ, a spot for playing games using the internet. IGZ features classic games such as bridge, chess, and checkers, with logins currently registering at more than 30,000 each week. Also in late June, Slate, an interactive magazine of politics, culture, and public policy, edited by Michael Kinsley, goes live on the internet. But most notably, on July 15th, Microsoft launches MSNBC, the 24-hour news, talk, and information network from NBC News and Microsoft. On the same day, Microsoft and Kao Infosystems Company reach an agreement. Microsoft will award Kao a 3-year contract to produce the majority of its packaged products for the North American market. And as part of the agreement, Kao will purchase and operate Microsoft's Canyon Park production facility in Bothell, Washington, and offer employment to all of the facility's 400-plus manufacturing employees. On July 22nd, Microsoft promotes Jeff Rakes to Group Vice President, Sales and Marketing. In his new position, Rakes becomes a member of Bill Gates' Office of the President. And on the last day of July, Microsoft Windows NT Workstation version 4.0 is released to manufacturing. It combines the ease of use of the Windows 95 operating system with the reliability and security of Windows NT. In August, Microsoft and VeriSign, Inc. announced that the first technology to allow secure downloading of the software over the internet is now available. The following month, on September 16th, Microsoft presents Windows CE, formerly known by the code name Pegasus. CE is an open, scalable Windows operating system platform for a broad range of communications, entertainment, and mobile computing devices. October is marked by 3 Microsoft events. First, on October 10th, a new web-based version of the Microsoft Network debuts. Then, on October 22nd, Microsoft Expedia, a free, comprehensive, user-friendly travel service, debuts on the World Wide Web. Expedia marks Microsoft Corporation's entry as the first major technology player in the online travel services arena. Finally, on October 29th, a somber note, as Patty Stonecipher resigns from her position as Senior Vice President of the Interactive Media Division. Stonecipher is credited with building Microsoft's position as the world's leading consumer and interactive media company. As the leaves begin to fall in November, Microsoft Flight Simulator for Windows 95 releases, marking the first time in its 14-year history that the product is available on the Windows platform. Days later, on November 12th, Microsoft's Board of Directors approves a 2-for-1 stock split. Shareholders will receive one additional share for every share held on the record date of November 22nd, 1996. And as the year draws to a close, the top grossing movies of the year include Independence Day, Jerry Maguire, Twister, and Mission Impossible. But before the year ends, 2 separate but equally important Microsoft events occur. On December 3rd, the Executive Committee replaces the Office of the President as the most senior management team at the company. And secondly, Microsoft announces SQL Server sales have increased by over 100% compared to last year, bringing the total number of users to more than 2 million. This contributes to Microsoft's 1996 fiscal year-end sales totaling over $8.671 billion and an employee headcount that now totals more than 20,000 people. 96 has come to an end, but 1997 promises 2 giant releases from Microsoft and an acquisition that will become one of the best-known components of the Microsoft Network.